Missouri has voted for the winning presidential candidate every time for the past century, except once. The state voted for President Bush twice. NPR currently rates it a toss-up. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to the most reliably Republican corner of Missouri, the Southwest, to talk to voters.
Joplin, Missouri, mined lead and tin in the 19th century, making the town rich. Some of those mine owners' mansions still stand, as do the churches they built. Harris Joplin preached at the original First Methodist. The church is still going strong at Fourth and Byers. The bell ringers practiced on Wednesday night after the church supper. Gail McAllister was one of them. She runs her son's dental office, and she's a faithful Jasper County Republican.
Well, I'm definitely going to vote a Republican ticket. I am not going to vote for a Democrat. I do not think he's ready for this, and I'm not sure I'm ready for it either.
Mrs. McAllister is the voter John McCain is courting. I asked if she likes him.
Well, I think so. I mean, I know he's a Bush man, but I was a Bush person too. And I think that John McCain's strong enough to make some decisions that don't have anything to do with George Bush. I really do.
President Bush creates problems for other candidates, even here. Still, everyone we spoke to thinks Jasper County will once again vote Republican. Party regulars do wonder what long lines forming at the courthouse for absentee voting might mean. Even for the faithful, there's a question about enthusiasm.
Safety is an issue. I feel like John McCain is going to protect us a little better and more. I feel like he has better qualities to do that. So just the whole values, my values are more conservative and feel like John McCain is closer to that than Obama.
Seth Dermott sells real estate. He's part of the Young Professionals Network at the Joplin Chamber of Commerce. He says McCain is more moderate than conservatives would like. He'd prefer George Bush over the two current candidates, except for government spending. But passions and the Republican Party are still strong in Southwest Missouri. Miranda Lewis works for a local hospital. She supports Obama's health care plans.
My husband and I have gotten some scathing emails from family and good friends that we've grown up with. We do have Facebook accounts, and we joined a group in support of Obama. And we've gotten into these serious email battles. And, I mean, it strains friendships and relationships with family, and it shouldn't.
Three chocolate, one maple, one twist, and three glaze.
One of the early morning stops in Joplin's is Dude's Daylight Donuts, in business for 50 years. His famous maple bars are light, a touch crispy, and leave nothing on the roof of your mouth. Jim Wells is a regular, a retired air traffic controller. He's Republican, but a little bit undecided.
But, you know, when General Colin Powell decided to endorse Barack Obama, I think he's one of the most highly respected men when it comes to making decisions that we have back east. I thought he made a terrific reason and why he was going to back Obama.
Jack's barbershop has been next door to Dude since the 50s. Jack Randall unlocks his shop for early customers, then stops in for a donut. For what it's worth, here's his version of the famous barber pole.
In there, it seemed like they are awful strong on Obama. I'm just really surprised that as many have told me that, being a Republican area, you know.
Are they telling you why?
Oh, well, they all got their reasons, you know. Maybe they've lost money, you know what I mean. I don't know. They don't bring it out too much, but I'm cutting hair most of the time.
The man frying the donuts is still Dude Pendergraft himself. He posts lots of stern signs, no smoking, no cursing, no refills, no warm-ups. And Dude says McCain is in no trouble in Missouri.
He's against abortion, any type. And he's against same-sex marriages. And those are very important things to me. The country can go broke. And those things still, those morals still stand. If you got a moral country, God will be with you.
If you buy a dozen donuts at Dude's in Joplin, you get one extra. It's called a head start, and it's worth a trip.
Appreciate it.
Linda Wertheimer, NPR News.